crying in baseball!
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things. Play ball!
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Holy cow!
More baseball talk here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to talk junior college baseball this particular segment. The USU Eastern Eagles right now in a three-way tie for second place in the Scenic West Athletic Conference. And they're starting the second half of conference play this weekend. They'll travel on the road to meet the Colorado Northwestern Spartans. This past weekend, USU Eastern had four games against Utah State's club team. Bye week in conference play, but they were still in action to try to stay sharp. Joining us right now over the phone to talk a bit about that, we have Coach Scott Mattson. Coach, a pleasure as always. Thank you.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Jordan. I always enjoy coming on.
Always enjoy talking with you, that is for sure, Coach. And there is plenty to get into because, I mean, as far as the baseball team goes, you guys have played great ball as of late, 17 and 15 overall. Most recently, you guys had, I guess we could call it a bye week, I guess. You guys went toe-to-toe with a club team, Utah State's club team. But the one thing I have to point out to people all the time, club teams can be deceiving because there's typically some athletes and some ball players on these squads.
There is. You know, they get a lot of junior college kids that don't move on after that can go up there and play for the next 2 years. So you're always going to have some talent on those teams. And, I mean, this last team, they're one of the better club teams. But, I mean, we should have done a little bit better over the weekend. But, you know, we played good, and it was a chance for everybody to get out there and try some new positions too.
Yeah, that was going to be my question to you. When you approach a club team in the middle of conference play where every game means something and then you have a weekend where things maybe are a little bit more light, I mean, how difficult is it to get the kids prepared for that while trying out new things?
You know, I just kind of use it as our approach for next week. You got to go out there and play your game or else they will beat you. And that's kind of what happened that third game that we ended up losing is we went out there and everybody tried to either strike people out or swing for the fence, and before you knew it, we were behind, and it was the end of the game. And then all of a sudden, we started doing it, and they saw the difference between when they stick with the game plan and all nine of them work together than one of them going out there trying to hit one run at a time over the fence.
You guys end the series, Coach, with a 15-0 win. You start it with a 4-0 win. I know those would probably be the team's two best performances over the weekend, but in a 6-5 win, I mean, of course, those games are always a little bit more thrilling, and sometimes you can pick up a lot of lessons in games like that as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we had to battle and kind of really work for those to get that win on the 6-5 win and come back and just kind of say, hey, you know what? We've got to start to play and play better defense. And that's something that I was excited about because we had that opportunity to have that stress put on us and get something out of this weekend, which was great. I mean, and these guys swung an aluminum bat where we were wood the whole weekend. And, I mean, a lot of our pitchers were getting upset with these little off-the-hands base hits that we gave up. And there was a lot of those over the weekend. But, I mean, those kids did a good job of swinging at pitches. And if we left it up, they hit it a long way. So.
Well, in the final game, you guys only give up one hit, even with the aluminum bat. That's pretty impressive.
It is. You know, with Lionel Colon, he's been dominant. He shut out Salt Lake early in the year and, you know, had a couple of rough weekends. This is exactly what I wanted to see him from this last weekend, is him go out and build that confidence and have success. And that's what he is. He has some of the best stuff in the league. He just kind of hit and miss with being in the strike zone, but he's done a good job this last week of really prepping himself. And I mean, he said, hey, I really got to do some time. I want to go out and throw against these guys and work on stuff out there. And that's exactly what he did. And, I mean, he had success doing it.
What was the pitching like from this club team, Coach?
You know, it was slower than we normally see. There was a lot more off-speed pitches. And, I mean, every once in a while they'd run a kid out there that, hey, you know, he's like 83, 84, and he'd have a good curveball, and we oftentimes would take a fastball trying to get the one to hit out and try and hit his curveball. And, you know, when it's good curveball is hard to hit no matter who's throwing it and how hard it is. The pitching, I felt like, helped us to stay back a little bit more, learn to hit over the back leg a little bit, and that's kind of what we've been working on. Even with going into Colorado, they throw a little bit more off speed than other teams do, and, you know, so it kind of helped us prep for this week.
Now, that was going to be my question. In comparison to Colorado, where are we looking at from a pitching standpoint? So you feel like these four games against this club team kind of mirrors what you'll see from Colorado?
Not exactly. I think Colorado has a little bit better pitching. But overall, I mean, those guys did a good job of attacking the ball on our pitchers. that's exactly what Colorado does. They don't strike out a whole lot. They come right at you and put a lot of balls in play. But as far as the pitching, you know, there was a couple of kids that you could mirror that way. I think the game two starter that we ended up winning 6-5, that was as close to them as I think you're going to get.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Scott Mattson of the USU Eastern baseball team. Coach, as we go into the second half now of the season, the Scenic West Athletic Conference standings are a lot of fun right now because there's a three-way tie for second place between CSI Salt Lake and, of course, USU Eastern sitting at 9-7. This is as close as I can ever remember this conference. I know there's only six teams compared to what we were talking about in the past. You got the five teams instead of the six teams. But at the same time, I mean, to have three teams tied at this stage in the season, that's kind of unheard of.
It is, you know, I mean, and it's not, we've all mirrored each other. There's like CSI went and swept Southern Nevada, and that was huge going in. Southern Nevada has a little bit of a lead on everybody else, and it was kind of between us and Salt Lake, and CSI coming out of there with four victories. I mean, that's big time. It's tough to go to CSI and play, but for those guys to do that, it helped us. It built our kids up because, I mean, they swept Southern Nevada knowing that we had beat them one time and we actually should have had a second win against them.
The first go-around is always so much different than the second go-around, Coach. And really, it was only CSI. That's the only team that got the best of USU Eastern in the first half of the season was CSI, and you guys still found a way to get a victory over that team. I mean, if we take this year's team out of the equation and we go back over the past 10 to 15 years, is this still the most competitive team that you've had in conference play?
Absolutely. Absolutely, hands down. These guys, they love playing the game. They love playing together, and they continue to do that and get better each week. And that's something that we're really trying to portray is, hey, that first, we did have a good first half, but second half's a whole new ball game. They have charts on you. They have everything they need to go and pitch you, so we're going to have to make adjustments. And that's something this team's bought into and really pushed over the last few weeks.
I definitely don't want to make this a loaded question, but with that being said, is it talent? Is it attitude? Is it camaraderie? Is it a combination of all that makes this team the most competitive that you've had in conference play?
You know, I think it's a little bit of all. The one thing that's really shown, we've had some pretty talented teams in the past that, you know, they get out there and they kind of go for more strikeouts or they'll swing a little bit harder. This team knows they're playing for each other, and that's the one thing is if you come out and watch, these guys, they move runners over and get them in. I've never really had a team as good as this team at getting runners to third base and then just getting them in and sacrificing themselves to do that. I mean, we have high batting averages on our team that, hey, there are some guys that are going to hit the ball out of the yard, but they're really going for more doubles and singles rather than home runs just because we know for us to get on first base is helping our hitters. And that's kind of a philosophy we've had is, being on first base, pushing for second, we're always a threat to steal on first base, and I believe that's really helped us this season is having the speed that we have on this team and having that threat. We have a lot of pitchers that put a lot of effort into us on the base pass rather than us at the plate, which that's really helped us hitting.
If we talk about the hitting, there's one individual that really stands out, Coach. Jesse Rowley batting .375 on the season, leads the team in RBIs, home runs, doubles. I mean, pretty much every major statistical category, including 36 hits on the season. How special of a year is he put together at this stage?
You know, he's just a fun kid to watch. He's worked his butt off for the last 2 years, really trying to get back in the swing of things. He had a rough start down there at the beginning, and we talked about that the other day. He should be hitting about .500 without those first couple of weeks down there. But he had a baby that first week, ended up missing, and he came on and really put together a good season. And more than that, he's turned into quite the leader for us, really setting the tone for the other guys. And we've had to move him. He was slated to be our right fielder going into the season, but we had some injuries, and so we've had to move him to third base. So he's playing a new position and still able to maintain that batting average and what he's doing there. It's just exceptional young man that we have there.
You mentioned him having a baby. I mean, that's a human element that no analytic can really account for, especially at the college level. That's an experience that you don't coach too many kids, I'm sure, that go through that in the middle of the season.
No. And I mean, it was hilarious because at the first, we were getting close to our first weekend and she still hadn't had it. She was due on that Friday that we played. And he told me, he's like, hey, my wife says she'll come down there with us. And we kind of had to make that decision. You stay home with this baby because I mean, he wants to play and he wants to be around. But he's a great dad to that kid. And, you know, it's kind of part of our family now. So as a baseball team, everybody seems to come together and see that kid as, you know what, that's our baby. And it's hilarious because I think one of the first home runs he hit, the baby started crying in the stands right before he hit it. And then he hit a home run. Then the baby cried the next inning, and he laid out and caught a ball at third base. So telling his wife to go pinch that baby every time he comes up to play, so he can get a home run.
That's one of the unique things about baseball. Coach, you've been around the college athletic scene for so long. It just seems like baseball is a little bit different than the other sports as far as a team becoming a family. It just seems, baseball to me always stands out in that realm.
Right. You know, we spend so much time together. Every day we're out here for 2 to 3 hours, and then on game days, it's a 10-hour day for us, not to mention the bus rides with us. And these guys, that's key in baseball, is you got to have guys that like to be around each other just because they're around so much. And that's with this team, we never have that issue. Everybody gets along with everybody. I don't see cliques, and that's something that's – this is one of the first teams that I haven't seen. You always get your little groups in there that only hang out with each other. This team – seems to be one solid unit.
Well, Coach, if we jump ahead to what is up and coming, I'm in a contest with Colorado, and this is a team that you guys swept in the early going of the season. You and I had talked about that following that sweep, first time in a while that you would earn a sweep over Colorado. They haven't won a conference game yet, but they've been close. I mean, they suffered a one-run loss to Salt Lake. I know at one point in time of the year, they've proven that they can put up runs. I think they put up 6 on Southern Idaho in one game. The term due, they're due for a win. I mean, is that realistic when you look at a team that's 0-16 that has shown that they have the ability to score runs and keep teams low in runs themselves? I mean, are they due for a win?
Absolutely. You know, he's been on the road for a long time, and Lou does a great job over there getting his team ready to play, and we're going to have to go over and play. I mean, we're trying to get a split on the road at least when we go over there, and this is a team that if you don't play well, they can easily take 4 on you. I mean, we saw that in the preseason where we had a few issues where we weren't exactly fielding the ball as well as we could, and they ended up beating us. We're actually one of their 4 losses from the four wins from the preseason, and they do a good job of playing defense and putting the ball in play. And they have one pitcher that, hey, he did a great job for him last year, was one of their best guys. And I mean, if he gets a chance, and he'll hold us down if we can get 3 or 4 runs on him, it's going to be a good game for us. So we're going to have a quality start coming out of Jared that first game.
Is it one of the more difficult places to go on the road and get a win?
You know, it is. Anywhere's hard to play on the road because you're trying to get a feel for the new field. But these guys do a good job of playing at their place. It's an atmosphere like when people come into here, we have a good crowd, and they have a good crowd when we go over there. And it just seems like it's always quite the battle with those guys over there.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get an update on the baseball team. I appreciate you once again making time for us. Best of luck as you travel to Rangeley, and hopefully we can talk again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jordan.
Always fun to talk to Coach Scott Mattson and get an update on the USU Eastern baseball team. Again, they'll be in action this weekend on the road in Rangeley, Colorado. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return.